When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Swish and Flick, an All Potter podcast.
Swish and Flick, everyone. Swish and Flick.
Hello and welcome to a bonus episode of Swish and Flick, live from Over Easy at the start of Wizardly World of Kent 2024. Woo!
A plus.
I'm Tiffany.
I'm Megan.
And I'm Katie.
And this episode is sponsored by Danica Wooster. Thank you, Danica.
What if she was here?
That would be crazy.
Danica. So we wanted to pick something fun to talk about this evening that was on theme. And since Over Easy has some amazingly delicious food that a lot of you are consuming right now and having a great time.
I'm so jealous.
And I already have.
I can't wait. I had a pretzel. It was lovely. We're going to stay on brand, on theme. So today we're going to be discussing some magical sweets and treats from the Wizarding World.
So make sure to follow us on your preferred podcast listening platform like Spotify or Apple Podcasts. And subscribe to our channel on YouTube at Swish and Flick Podcast. You can also follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Swish Flickcast.
Go ahead. Take out that smartphone. I know you've got it. Swish, Flick, Cast on Instagram. I'll see your follow. I'll smile and make my heart happy.
Yes.
Okay? Go ahead and do that.
You might regret it, but it's fine.
No, we're fun.
We're pretty fun.
I know.
We're all right.
Okay, so like Tiffany said, we're going to pick some of our favorite sweets and treats from the Wizarding World and just kind of like talk about them a little more in depth because some of them have super fun ingredients and like reasons why they have reactions that they do whenever you consume them or something, and that's just kind of fun.
And some of them are consumable at the Wizarding World of Harry Potter, whether you're in Hollywood or Orlando.
Yeah.
Yep.
Or Japan.
What about Japan, Tiffany?
I'm so sorry. Which they probably have the best treats out of everything.
Let's be real.
Okay. So the first one is the Fizzing Wisby. And they do actually have a version of the Fizzing Wisby at the Wizarding World in Orlando. I mean, at all of them, but that's where I've tried it. And funny enough, it's chocolate there, but that's not how it's described in the books at all. So it is, the ingredients of it are sherbet, not chocolate, and billywig stings. And I don't know if anybody here has seen the Fantastic Beasts movies, but there is a billywig in the Fantastic Beasts movie that like gets away from Newt's suitcase. That's the one that is like flying around. So dried billywig stings are rumored to be one of the ingredients, and this idea is supported by the fact that being stung by a billywig would make someone levitate for a short period of time, and that's what happens whenever you eat the Fizzing Wisbies. And although Fizzing Wisbies were one of Harry's favorite sweets, he learned that they might contain animal parts. He wrote in his copy of Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, if you get that little like small bonus book.
Yeah, they're so fun.
He like writes that in there and that he is never going to eat them again because he learned that. And
is it like a bug? Is it kind of like a bug?
Yeah, it looks like a little whirly fly.
Yeah, I wouldn't eat that either.
Yeah, it's a little weird. And the word Fizzing Wisby is used as a password for Dumbledore's office in Order? Half-Blood?
1995.
December of 1995, which I think that that translates to Half-Blood Prince, doesn't it? No.
Order of the Phoenix.
Yeah. Thanks, I just had to talk that out loud. Figured I'd. All right, Katie.
Ooh, okay. Chocolate frogs. Who doesn't love chocolate frogs?
I know I do. And they just came out with white chocolate frogs at Wizarding World. I can't wait to try in December.
I have kind of a fun fact about that, too. Ooh. So when we hear about them, Ron is talking to Harry on the Hogwarts Express and says, oh, of course you wouldn't know. Chocolate frogs have cards inside of them, you know, to collect. Famous witches and wizards. I've got about 500 myself.
Well done.
Yeah, thank you. I almost said you're welcome. So according to the wiki, they were a very popular sweet. I would consider them still a popular sweet. I don't know why it's past tense. But obviously it's chocolate in the form of a frog, and it comes with a collectible card of a famous witch or wizard in every pack. And the known ingredient, this is the greatest dad joke that's ever written in the Harry Potter books. It's crocoa instead of cocoa.
I love it.
I know. And apparently that is what gives them their little magic.
Jump.
It's not a spell?
No, it's this ingredient. But I don't know where they came from, like... What magical plant is that?
It's Jacob's siblings' discovery.
Tiffany.
If you listen to the podcast, that's funny. If
right
you don't
behind that, right over that wall, there's a door. All right, so chocolate frogs also come in a white chocolate variety.
Yay!
Not just at the Wizarding World, it's actually in the Order of the Phoenix video game.
Oh, okay.
When the Hogwarts students... let out a bunch of chocolate frogs to hop around, and they try to grab the normal ones and avoid the white ones. I don't
know.
What?
So just milk and white, according to the video game?
According to the video game.
Okay, well, at the Wizarding World, they also have dark chocolate.
They do.
Have they always had dark chocolate?
No, that's kind of new.
Okay, I was going to say.
So in the series, where do we see it? Harry gets Dumbledore on the train in the little collectible card. Chocolate frogs also lead to the trio finding out why Nicholas Flamel was so important. It's a very popular Christmas present throughout the whole series. My boy Remus gives it to Harry after his first attempt at casting a Patronus. And Harry, Ron, and Hermione also get their own chocolate frog cards after defeating Lord Voldemort. And Ron and Albus Dumbledore both consider that their proudest moment.
Mm-hmm. Have you heard about that... theory about Dumbledore?
Yeah, please go on.
So there's
This
is such a fun theory. I saw it on Instagram not that long ago, and it's so like in the books, Dumbledore says that like they can take anything away from him, but they don't want his chocolate. He does not want his chocolate frog card to get taken away. And there's like a theory that like that's how he gets all his inside info, is like listening in through his chocolate frog cards.
Pops
like, that's
around everywhere.
Yeah. Of course he would do that.
How do you filter that? Keywords?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like somebody saying like
he puts tag
dark
on
magic.
Google SEO.
But I like that because it explains how he's all knowing.
Magical SEO.
I said Google, but magical's funny.
That's a designer joke.
Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah.
Search engine optimization, Tiffany.
Oh, thank you.
And lastly, if you're a Monty Python fan,
I am.
Chocolate frogs may be an obscure reference to the crunchy frog, because this sketch involved a sweet with a little frog in it instead of a shaped frog sweet.
I like it.
Someone thought of that and was like, "I'll type it on the wiki." And here I am reporting it.
There you go. It's real news if it's on the internet, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Let's talk about blood pops.
Oh, my favorite.
Isn't this everyone's favorite sweet treat?
Do you know whose favorite it is? Edward.
Yeah.
I don't think they like me.
You see what they're wearing? Yeah. They're wearing, I've seen it. I've read it. No. For me. They're wearing Twilight, for those of you who are listening in the future.
It's very
gotta
nice
represent.
Of them to
wear that to a Harry Potter
Where
festival.
You been, Loco?
It's
I've been right here.
It's my favorite shirt to wear to Swish events, if I'm being honest. My Edward shirt.
Alright, so let's talk about blood pops, right? Are these for vampires? Well, possibly so. We don't know, really.
They're
these,
not for me.
were sweets sold in the unusual taste section of Honey Dukes in Hogsmeade, and they're possibly sold in some other wizarding places as well. But it's unclear if they're appealing to anybody other than vampires. You know, maybe they're meant to play tricks, such as like joke shop stuff. And
that's a rusted penny sucker. Oh my god, stop it.
That they're in Prisoner of Azkaban, or if you are a Swish and Flick listener, Owl's Caban. That's chapter 7 called Marauder's Map. But I was wondering, do you think these are a favorite of Sanguini?
It's a chapter 7, ma'am.
Did I really?
Yeah, you did. It's chapter 10.
It's 10, but Megan's been seeing 7s all week, and that explains my error.
I have.
That's
it's
so
very
funny.
Bizarre.
But Sanguini might like these. And a fun fact, these are actually sold at Honey Dukes in the Wizarding World in Orlando, probably Hollywood and Japan too. And I actually bought one of these for my son James, who is 2, and it is cherry flavored, not blood. But is that what vampires taste? Cherry?
Tiffany?
I don't know.
Let me call Edward off, I'll ask him.
You should. I'm done.
Okay. The next sweet treat is Acid Pops, which I said
sweet.
Katie made the doc for us, and she highlighted my color's green, so it's green, and she just put in all caps, why do these exist?
That's like a mean joke.
It is a joke because, okay, well, hold on, I get to it. So Acid Pops are one of the sweets sold in Honey Dukes, and they have been similar to Muggle lollipops, but like most Honey Dukes there, they have an unconventional magical twist where they burn a hole in your tongue when you eat it.
Wow, that's so funny.
And
didn't need to fix it?
Maybe. Well, Ron says that Fred played a prank on him when he was younger and gave him one. And his mom was super unhappy with him for doing that. Fred, obviously.
Fred?
Yeah. Acid Pops, again, is another password for Dumbledore's office. At one point, that is during Half-Blood Prince.
Good job.
So given that they can burn a hole like through your tongue, Acid Pops would seem to be pretty dangerous and painful to eat, I would think. Which begs the question of like why they're even sold. But I'm assuming because like what they do must be easily fixed by magic.
I would assume. I don't think we're just burning holes in people's tongues.
Yeah.
Do you think it actually hurts?
Or is I it don't like know. Tingling? You know what? Maybe it doesn't, because like otherwise why would it happen? You know, like Ron would have just stopped eating it if it was painful. So
maybe it's like
it
a cinnamon candy?
Yeah, and then all of a sudden you're just like,
oh, I don't
done
know.
With it, and you're like, oh, there's a hole in my tongue. I don't know, it's kind of weird. And they did, like Hasbro used to actually make an Acid Pop like novelty sweet, but I don't know if those exist anymore, but they did. They do have, don't they have, them at Wizarding World.
I think they do. I've never had an interest.
Yeah, I think
they
do. They're circular and they're green.
Yeah.
They're probably lemon lime or green apple.
I don't want the chance that I get the magical one and have a whole bunch.
It might happen to you.
Right.
Seems very on brand.
Okay, so when I made the doc, I picked canary creams because, like, those are funny, right? But we know, like, nothing about them. But I'll tell you what we do know.
So they're a Fred Kroger original, right?
Yep, they sure are. A Weasley's Wizard. Wheezes. I had to say it slow, otherwise I wouldn't get it right. It's a type of biscuit, which I didn't realize it was like a cookie.
Why did I envision it as like a cream puff?
I pictured it like a deviled egg.
I thought of it like a cream-filled like chocolate that you would get in like a heart-shaped box, you know?
Oh. Huh, it's a cookie?
It's a biscuit, yeah.
It's a biscuit, cookie.
Oh, is it like an Oreo, probably? A cream? I bet it's like an Oreo.
Do they have that kind of biscuit over there?
Probably.
Could go for a digestive right now.
Anyway, the twins created them in 94 and charged 7 sickles for each.
Seven.
Seven.
Hey.
They had the appearance and taste of ordinary custard creams. I guess if we knew what a custard cream was, we would like know what this looked
okay.
like.
Okay. Oh, there you have my phone. I'm like, I'm gonna Google it.
But when they're eaten, you turn into a large canary, which is hilarious. Within a minute, the person would molt their feathers and turn back to their human form.
That's hilarious.
It's really funny. Neville tried, was about to eat one, and Fred goes, wait, no, that's canary creams, and he dropped it. And then he's like, oh, wait, no, it's not. So then Neville ate it, and it actually was.
Ooh. All right.
Poor Neville.
Custard creams look like this.
What?
It was like waffles. That's what it said.
That's a stroop waffle.
I'm sorry, that's a stroop waffle.
That's weird. That's not cream. That's like caramel in the middle. All
right.
I'm confused.
I didn't make it up.
I am confusion.
Well, biscuits here are not biscuits either, so.
All right.
I don't know.
Let's talk about a very appetizing one. Cockroach clusters, everyone.
Just what everyone wants to hear when they're eating their dinner.
Which are sweets made from cockroaches. If you didn't put that together, they're shaped, however, like peanuts.
Protein.
Not sure why we're choosing to do this when peanuts are delicious and exist. So,
because it's funny.
And this one actually has some reach across the Potter universe. It's found in Prisoner of Azkaban, Goblet of Fire, and Fantastic Beasts, Secrets of Dumbledore. So in Secrets of Dumbledore, some nice Slytherin boys give Muggle Jacob Kowalski a bag of these in the Great Hall when he's visiting Hogwarts. And Jacob's like, oh, very uncomfortable when he learns what he's actually eating. And I understand that bug sweets are not only Muggle things, you know?
They're not.
Especially, like, there's chocolate-covered things that crawl that you can have and enjoy. So
that's the name of the episode, chocolate-covered things that crawl.
And that you can enjoy.
Hello, Swishers. I started taking Hormone Harmony because I was feeling a little bit down and off and experiencing some bad sleep quality. Also having cravings and bloating, but now it's easier to manage PMS with Hormone Harmony. It helps to support hormonal balance and regulation, supports cortisol, estrogen, and progesterone levels, and it also improves sleep quality and occasional bloating and gas. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. And there are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code SWISH at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code SWISH for 15% off today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So he was really uncomfortable when he learned exactly what he was eating, and Newt Scamander claimed that he never much cared for a cockroach cluster. Ron Weasley once thought that he could fool Fred into eating some of them if he told him they were peanuts, and it was also a password to Dumbledore's office.
Dumbledore likes his sweets.
Yes, if we learn anything from this, it's that Dumbledore loves some candies.
Me too.
Sweet treats.
Me too.
So the next thing, I to admit right now that I thought I did all of my notes for this, but there were more candies on the list than I thought.
What?
What?
I didn't actually do all my notes.
But there's notes here. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. For this one, not the next one.
Well, like,
I thought this was my last one that I was talking about. So
the dedication.
Okay, so Drupal's best glowing gum.
I would love to try this.
Right. It is presumably invented by Drupal.
What's his first name?
Mister.
Hold on, I'll tell you in a second.
I'm going to make one up.
Is it Mister?
There isn't one.
It's Mister.
Make one up.
Mister Drupal.
Thank you.
Andy Drupal. Thank you, Brandon. Andrew Drupal. And Drupal.
This is the information we have on Drupal. Are you ready?
Yeah. Yeah.
His species is human.
Cool.
His occupation is an inventor and confectioner.
I never would have guessed either of those things.
And that's about it.
Sounds like he needs his own Felix files.
Right. So, supposedly it was a, like, bluebell-colored bubbles that you could blow and they would pop for days.
Days.
And they're described to never lose flavor.
That's amazing.
It's like an everlasting gobstopper.
Right.
Hold on. Drupal is Willy Wonka in disguise.
Magical.
Yeah,
magical Willy Wonka.
And
it's Willy Wonka.
That's true.
Right. And it was in the flavor Crazy Berry, as well as others possibly.
But did it have blue raspberries?
Blue Raz.
It is sold at Honey Dukes in the Austin Trolley as well. And also at Sugar Plum Sweet Shop in Diagon Alley for 4 sickles.
It's a lot cheaper than, what's it?
The seven sickles?
Yeah. Canary Cream.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, shoot. It's your turn. You need this.
I can look at Tiffany's screen.
Okay, good. I'm going to finish my notes.
I'll share.
Exploding bonbons. You can get these at the Wizarding World. They're like chocolate with Pop Rocks in them.
These are so good.
Yeah.
They're actually really good.
If you ever go to the Wizarding World, these are really good. So where are the Fizzing Whizzies?
I don't remember what those taste like.
It is a little weird that they're chocolate when that's like not what you're expecting, but they're yummy.
I want to picture like a jawbreaker that fizzes in your mouth.
Oh,
yeah.
So exploding bonbons are sweets made. I don't know where this came from. I forgot to look at the
Jacob
reference.
Sibling.
Jacob Sibling makes exploding bonbons by Kaboom Choco Limited. They contain pure cocoa and coconut dynamite.
Oh.
Just what I want to consume. They're also available in different varieties, like lavender. And they explode when eaten, although unlikely to cause any major injury.
Is it? Is it Jacob Sibling?
No. It's from the packaging that was designed by Mina Lima.
Mina Lima!
In the Prisoner of Azkaban film.
Accepted.
All right. That's
I
canon,
love
them. Guys.
It is.
Yep.
It's canon.
Exploding bonbons are one of the several Harry Potter tie-in candies that have been produced in real life. I would recommend getting them. And Educational Decree number 67. Forbade these bonbons from exploding in school and also required the owners to turn them in to an approved disposal unit. How dangerous were these?
It's like a Starks container for candy.
That could, like, what if people were like, oh, I'm sorry, Dolores, I thought that your office was the place that we dispose of these.
If anyone called her Dolores,
first
name
basis,
dead.
I hate her.
It's terrible. Add her to the list.
All right. Well, while you're doing your question being at home. Oh, you know what? You never cease to amaze me.
I try.
Yeah. Let's talk about some Weasley Wizard Wheezes sweet treats. We know we had Skybank snack boxes in Order of the Phoenix, so a lot of these were tested by a lot of unknowing children. However, let's talk about
that's
them.
So illegal.
Fainting Fancies were, in fact, designed to make the eater faint within seconds. That's all I've got on that. The next one up is Fever Fudge, designed to make the one who ate it get a high fever within seconds. It had some side effects, some large pus-filled boils, which appeared in places that were not generally on display to the public, if you catch what I'm saying.
Where the song, don't shine.
It makes sitting on a broom a pain in the you know where. So these boils were eliminated with some burlap essence, and that was really the only side effect we learned about in Harry's fifth year when these were being developed. Up next is puking pastilles, and it's a type of magical sweet in the Sky Make snack box to make you vomit within seconds of eating it. It's like half of it, and then you eat the other side to stop. But you've got to eat it in between the puking,
right?
So that's fun for everyone eating right now, and I apologize. So we see that in Harry's fifth year in Order of the Phoenix, and we also see this used later on in Deathly Hallows, and it's one of the treats that helps them break into the Ministry of Magic.
Poor Reginald. Which one? Don't they use those two when they're trying to break into Umbridge's office or something?
Could be. Yeah. I mean, it's in Order of the Phoenix for sure.
Yeah.
Nosebleed Nougat is the next one, and it is also known as a blood blister pod, and that's canon because I looked it up. It was in the book.
I like it.
It's also in the Sky Mink snack box. It's designed to make the eater's nose bleed heavily within seconds of eating it. So if you eat the orange side of the sweet, it causes the nosebleed, and the purple side of the sweet would stop it.
That seems way more manageable than the puking pestle.
You'd be hard pressed to get me to eat that one.
None of these sound
guys,
like it's good enough. Like I'd rather
I don't
go want to
skip
class
hard Please. Enough to take any of
Yeah.
Oh, I would.
Which one?
Fever. I them.
No, you get boils with that one. Don't do that one.
No, that was only while it was in development. They fixed it with burlap essence, Tiffany. Don't
no, that's just to get them to go away. That's not a fix. It still gets you the boils.
No, I think that fixed it. They added
no, you put your bottom in the burlap.
Bottom.
Well, there are other words, but there's
I would use any of them to get out of a test that I wasn't ready for.
Man.
I'd rather
No, I'll just take the test.
Come on, you guys have never faked sick because you like forgot a homework assignment or you weren't ready for a test?
Not with magical consequences.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I did.
Anyways, Megan doesn't like school. Moving on.
I like school.
All right.
I just didn't want to go.
I just didn't like getting in trouble.
So this was used, we're in Nosebleed Nougat, by the way, if you lost where we were. This was used during a Gryffindor Quidditch practice in 1995. Katie Bell got a nosebleed. So Fred's like, guess what? I've got the cure, but I gave you the wrong half of the sweet. So it made it a whole lot worse. Fred and George had to take her to the hospital wing. Practice was canceled. It was a fiasco.
Can't cancel Quidditch.
You can't cancel Quidditch. It's also used in Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows to help the trio sneak into the Ministry of Magic.
Yeah, you're right. Thanks, Fred and George.
Fred and George.
Fred and George helped them a lot that day.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
We did. All right. Next up is Sugar Quills. And these are spun sugar sweets that are made to resemble real quills, and you're supposed to be able to just kind of like suck on the top and it looks like a quill.
Okay, but like, does it feel feathery in your mouth?
I don't think so.
Not,
I don't like that.
Not the ones that I
okay,
have.
Okay, so the thing is, spun sugar, that's like cotton candy.
That's like cotton candy, yeah.
I've never thought about that.
But in Wizarding World, they're lollies. They're lollipops.
Yeah, they
These are
yeah.
what I buy for a long... At every trip I go, I buy my daughter a lollipop. Now that my son's old enough, he can get lollipops too. The purple ones are grape, and they're fantastic. But they also have a little black tip at the end, and it's cut to look like a little quill, and it's the shape of a feather.
Yeah.
It's delightful. And it's grape. Purple!
They also had a deluxe variety that would last longer.
Oh, yes.
Which
Hermione
cool.
likes those.
And let's see. Harry guessed this is one of the possible passwords to unlock when attempting to get into Dumbledore's office in his fourth year.
I love that.
So again, another Dumbledore password mentioned.
More candy.
So many. Okay.
Ooh, tongue talkie.
This one makes me feel weird.
Yeah.
I feel like I would also puke with this one.
Yeah. I'm sorry, but the scene with Dudley, like, it was mean, but it was also good.
I mean, you deserve that as much as you deserve a pigtail.
How very Slytherin of you.
I'm sorry.
But you're not
he
wrong.
Deserved it.
Also, when I first read this in the book, I don't know how old I was. What?
Are we thinking the same thing?
I don't know.
A Pokemon?
No.
Lick a tongue.
Oh, no. I had no idea what was going on.
Oh.
I was like, I don't know what I just read. I don't know why. But, like, I didn't understand what I was reading.
Oh, okay.
No, but I like that.
Yeah.
Okay, so tongue toffee. Say that 10 times fast.
Do it, Kate.
No.
Tongue toffee.
You got the four.
Gryffindor.
It's a rainbow-colored sweet.
Whoa!
Ooh, I like that. Again, it is produced by Fred and George. Like, are there any sweets even mentioning that were invented by them? Aside from
yeah.
Earlier.
Sugar Quills. Fizzing Whiskies.
Blood Pop.
Okay, but, like, most of them are because of these guys.
Tooth flossing string mints.
They're basically the Willy Wonkas of the Wizarding World.
Yeah.
Yep.
So it has an engorgement charm in it. It makes your tongue swell to an indeterminate size.
Ugh.
We know of at least 4 feet long, which is almost as tall as I am.
Same.
That's insane.
Yeah. So from the book, Dudley was no longer standing behind his parents. This is when Mr. Weasley comes to pick up Harry for the Quidditch World
Through the fireplace in a very messy way.
Yeah. He was kneeling beside the coffee table, and he was gagging and sputtering on a foot-long, purple, slimy thing that was protruding from his mouth. One bewildered second later, Harry realized that the foot-long thing was Dudley's tongue, and that a brightly colored talking wrapper lay on the floor before him. The twins also tried to sneak some of these into the Quidditch World Cup, but Mrs. Weasley found them by summoning them out of their pockets.
Mrs. Weasley is such a buzzkill sometimes.
I did not think that was the B word of choice you were going to say, and I was scared for a
second. No, buzzkill. When it comes to Fred George and their shenanigans.
I totally forgot about that whole Dudley incident, though, because it's been a minute since
Pretty bad.
Yeah. So they fell out of their pockets, and then he, like, took them off the floor, right?
Yeah.
Was this during the diet times?
The what?
When they were all dieting with Dudley.
Oh, yeah.
And Harry was hiding cakes in his room.
Yes.
Yeah. It's like, he seems pretty desperate.
I don't know.
All right. So our last sweet is tooth flossing string mints. Because who doesn't like that? These are a wizarding sweet sold in Heidegger's sweet shop. Described as splintery.
No.
I don't know.
I don't like that.
They flossed the teeth when sucked on. Quote, Mom and Dad would really love those tooth-flossing string mints from Honeydukes, said Hermione Granger to Harry Potter and Ronald Weasley in Hogsmeade.
POA.
And Prisoner of Azkaban.
Why are they splintery?
But they're still sugar.
But why, like, do they poke
But it's
tongue?
Magical sugar.
Like,
that
imagine,
doesn't leave
like,
a cavity.
When you use a toothpick too much and the tip breaks and that's a splintery toothpick. I don't want that in my mouth.
That sounds awful.
It's very weird.
I'm also not using toothpicks.
You never use toothpicks?
No, I like flossers.
If you ate some corn on the cob right now, you wouldn't want a toothpick.
I'd want a flosser.
Like a pick?
Like a flosser.
Or like a floss.
No, like the green thing at the store.
Okay.
Maybe those are tooth flossing string mints. I don't know. Well, I hope you liked all of that. That concludes our episode for Wizardly World of Kent 2024. Thank you, Over Easy. We love you. And thank you, everyone who is joining us live.
Yeah!
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.